Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Andrews moves to third. LaHood moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. LaHood moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws to second. Andrews drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Andrews. Stanley moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. LaHood moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews misplays the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Euler reaches second base with a double. Horton scores. Wirt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-1 in the game. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Frien moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. LaHood strikes out. There goes Andrews. The throw from Freehan to Euler, and Andrews is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Howard and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Foy now playing third base. George Scott now playing first base. Ken Harrelson now playing right field. Joe LaHood now playing left field. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field. LaHood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaHood. Wirt moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. McAuliffe scores. Northrup moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Landis now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Bill Landis. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. LaHood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrews moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Fred Lasher now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Ray Euler. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Matchick now playing shortstop. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson juggles the ball. That's an error on Patterson. Petrocelli scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. Howard moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaHude hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Wyatt now pitching. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. LaHude moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Frien and he is safe. Smith steals second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 4 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Frien hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 4 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.